apologies, you interrupted too.
Now stretch them quite as
soccer and the fifth.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
I felt like a reptile. I felt like a reptile.
How we doing, everybody? Welcome to the Full Reptile Radio Apocalypse. We're still obviously in isolation. Everyone's losing their mind a little bit. Well, we're all right. We've got enough Lego. You're losing your mind a little bit, Owen.
Oh, I am. I am losing my mind a little bit. Just a little bit. This is my break of insanity to return to your sanity just for a bit. Imagine that being a statement. I'm going to go and speak to Dan about normality rather than just doing what I'm doing at home.
Mate, I'll tell you what I'll have to do. You should just let me know, and I'll turn Skype on, and I'll just leave the video open so you can just have a view of a quiet room in my house.
Oh, honestly,
you can imagine you're sitting on the sofa in my house and just being chill.
This is the thing. It's the shit that I took for granted before, where we'd sit and not really do anything, and I'd be like, oh, if I could just have even just 5 minutes, and I think. Most people who have got kids will experience this, because you're used to having kids, you're used to them being needy, you're used to them wanting stuff. But it's when, like, you haven't got a second, you don't get a second to yourself, just to be able to clear your own brain. Like, if you're not playing or feeding or teaching or doing whatever, and my wife, bless her, is the best mum in the world ever. And sometimes it fucks me off. And it's not that I want it to fuck me off, but like sometimes, let's say I'll think we just need 5 minutes to ourselves now, and she'll announce, "Who wants to play Mario Kart?" And I'm like, "Oh, for fuck's sake!" And it's not. I don't want to play Mario Kart, but we've just made bread, and we've just painted salt dough, and we've just fucking jet washed the garage, and we've just done everything else. I think they're going to be all right for 30 seconds. But then she'll do that thing where she goes, "You don't have to play. No, you're all right. You don't have to play." I'm like. Yeah, but then I'm a bad dad. I'm just a scumbag. You know, if like you're sat in the corner just looking at your phone and just being like not involved and they're having a load of fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it does make you look a bit like a dickhead.
It is. Yeah, it is. So,
especially when you're so good at Mario Kart as well, you can't let the girls just be winning on their own without you keeping them in place.
And that's it. And that's what Stace knows. She knows deep down that she will trigger me to the point. It's like the other day when Libby says, "Can you come on the trampoline with me?" And I was like, "Not really. I'll come down there, but like, I can't remember what I did. I think I twisted my ankle or I'd done something where I wasn't 100% for the trampoline."
Right.
And with the current climate of not being able to get to a hospital or anywhere, I thought, do you know what? Probably best not to snap my leg off.
Yeah.
And Station, yeah, he can't do it anymore, Don. He's too old.
Oh.
And it's like, just even saying now, the hackles on the back of my neck are just, I'm like, I'm not too fucking old. I could do it. But yeah, the last time I did that and the last time she dared me, we were on holiday in Menorca and they had 8 trampolines set up and I'd had probably, I don't know, maybe 8 beers, little cans. The first day we got there with Stacey's mum and dad and the kids, and I was bouncing on all 8 trampolines, like just in between, just flying.
Knocking the kids, slapping them as you go.
That's it, yeah, just fully.
Feral old school, slapping kids out the way at the birthday party before you fall in the pool.
Yeah. Full naked ass, just fucking bouncing, and I landed on the bar in the middle. And you know when you are as bolshy as I am, you can imagine the amount of noise I'm making and the amount of stuff I'm doing when I'm being a twat on these 8 trampolines. So it's not like I was being discreet. So to go from bouncing at like, I don't know, 20 foot in the air, whatever the fuck I was jumping, landing on something and really hurting myself and having to cool it and like style it out and just be like, "Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah.
All right, guys. That's always stop.
I was meant to do that." Yeah, and then I was on crutches for 3 days.
Break.
Yeah, fucking idiot. So that's just me being a twat. But I just, the whole school thing is still killing me. The fucking homework is stupid.
But just generally.
Yeah, I mean, some things I get, maths, English, some science. But, I mean, we got a letter.
Something.
Say again.
Have you learned something?
Yeah, I did fractions today. But they had to disguise it as a pizza. So I now know, I don't know fractions, I know improper fractions.
Like you can't cut a pizza properly in proper fractions.
No, so like...
When would you need improper fractions in real life?
You don't need any of that shit in any life, ever. None of that. Pi 3.142 fucking Pythagoras theorem of the area on the hypotenuse is equal to the area on the sum of the other two sides. Fuck off. Don't care. It's in there, but I don't use it. Don't need it.
Don't brag about it, do you?
Mate, my mum, I can remember when I was Millie's age and my mum was trying to teach me Pythagoras' theorem, right? And I was that mad that it wasn't Pythagoras' theory. We didn't talk for 2 days.
Why is it theorem?
Fuck knows. I got mad at the word and I refused to learn from that point.
I was too much excuse to not learn about Pythagoras' theorem. Your angry word.
I had in my bag, I had Predator versus Terminator or RoboCop versus Terminator on the Mega Drive. You remember when you used to go into school and you'd borrow games off your mate, you'd do a swap. So like you take Sonic 2 in and you'd take fucking Rollerball or some shit home. Mm-hmm. Obviously, my mates, one of them had, I'm sure it was RoboCop against Terminator. RoboCop versus Terminator. It was fucking brilliant. It was about 1994, something like that. And I had that in my bag. And all I wanted to do was just go through my homework and play the game.
Yeah.
And I couldn't. So, yeah, that's why I got radged. And the thing is, my mum took my telly off me. Well, she couldn't, because she couldn't lift it. Because it was one of them old tellies with a fucking wood, like the vinyl wrap around it. So back in the day, my mum saying she's going to turn the telly off is like cutting the plug off it.
Yeah, that's a big effort. Did you have a bent steel coat hanger in the back for an aerial? I had one of those for a while.
I had an aerial that would have been the length of this room, and it was on a black and white telly with a dial that you tuned it in. Yeah, I can remember watching Count Dracula on that.
Oh, nice. The first TV I had in my bedroom was as wide and tall as it was deep. It was basically a cube.
Nice.
Like, and you remember when screens were curved?
Yeah.
Curved into, like, what is it, convex? Is that the right word? Yeah. It's not concave, is it?
No, it's convex. It's the CRT TVs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then every now and then, like one of the rows of bulbs would go, and then you'd have, like, a flashing rainbow on every single screen. I had that as well.
Can't remember when you used to run your hand across the front, and it would be like that, the static. Yeah. But thick, like cotton wool, when you ran your hand over it.
I used to legit have a TV that would get into this cycle after I'd been watching it for about 20 minutes. And I'd know it was about 20 minutes because I could just about get through Red Dwarf without it starting to kick off. But if Red Dwarf then ran into the Fast Show straight after, which it often did, the TV would start doing this thing where it would like switch on and off. Like, you know, when you switch an old TV off and it goes into the center, it'd do that over and over again. And honestly, the only way to stop it was to hit it on the top in the right spot. So still have science behind it, but it worked.
No, do you know what had gone in that? It was the tube. The tube had gone. That's the technical. The tube's gone.
Need a new tube. It
will cost you. There used to be shops that fixed TVs. Imagine that being a business, right? So you're mad into technology anyway. You're full geeking out. You're going to open a shop that fixes TVs, right? You're killing the market. Then all of a sudden you see these flat things coming out and you're like, oh, this is going to make my job even better. And then all of a sudden it just became throwaway society. And like, you get a TV free and a fucking Happy Meal nowadays. Yeah. I mean, I've got two TVs downstairs that I can't shift. I don't need, don't want, but I can't chuck them away because I know if I do, then someone will need one the next day. So they're just sat there. And they're like a Samsung 28-inch smart TV doing fuck all.
Mm.
But you know what it's like?
Set up a control room.
No, I'm not.
Like three or four screens, so you can have different things going on.
But I got that on my Mac. I got multiple desktops on my Mac. It's just done in it now. I don't need it.
How many screens you can connect together to have the same thing on every screen?
I might do that just to have a, but yeah, just have a TV wall at the bottom of my garden.
Yeah. Yeah. Different sizes and, you know, contrasts off on one of them. One of them's in black and white, you know, just give you some variation.
No, because the kids are programming. It just come up like, shit, dad doesn't want to play the trampoline. Is that from Jabba's Palace?
It is from Jabba's Palace.
The rainbow pit. That's what kills him.
That's
it. Where's Rancor? Where's he gone?
What's Rancor?
That's the big monster.
I'll pretend I didn't hear that.
Yeah. She's doing a good job building the sets, but she's not a fan of the old movies.
Dude.
They have ugly uniforms.
Because they have ugly uniforms is the reason for that.
Yeah, because original Star Wars was on a budget. And that's why, like, they used to have to put, I don't know, they used to put nurses' smocks on back to front and pop the collar up so they looked a bit different. Like, if you want to see bad costumes, go to the Cloud Palace with Lando Calrissian with fucking, you remember, is it Empire or Jedi, where they go to the Cloud Palace, see Lando Calrissian, and the dude with the bald head and the fucking earmuffs.
Yeah. And they're in the ships with two drivers.
Yeah, shitcostumes.com.
Yeah, the problem with the original Star Wars though is that I can't watch them now without remembering the Family Guy piss take of it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah,
I still love it. Don't get me wrong. It's one of those films that's like it's just comforting to have on in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
We had all three of them playing here the other day while Lego was being built and. It's just the perfect background noise, but I also have the Family Guy ones out, which I'm gonna watch soon, because they're just brilliant. Some of the shit they pick out, like the Lando Calrissian thing where he's driving the Millennium Falcon and he's wearing Hans's costume.
Yeah,
which is odd.
What you doing there, boys? But I think it'd be more interesting. It's so cool. It's fucking and do the claws come out? They do, don't they? They're little. They detect. Nice.
Yeah.
There was a figure. You could get him as part of the Return of the Jedi set back in fucking whatever. And you could fit a figure inside of it. But you couldn't get it back out again. Yeah, we had my mate. I can't remember if it was a Gamorrean guard that he tried to wedge in there, which had the big nappy on, the big pig with the nappy. And you just couldn't get it out. Or it could have been the dude with the fucking worm around his head. Look! Dude, you got all the collection.
That's good, isn't it?
That is good, yeah. Or is he as one piece?
No, there's loads of pieces in it. I mean, it was a really difficult set, wasn't it? I mean,
yeah.
It's really, really complicated. And if you get sick of putting the same colour pieces together...
Then that one for you.
This is not the set for you. Yeah. What did you decide this colour was called?
Beige.
I would call it sand, personally.
It's not sand.
It's sand, isn't it?
How is it?
It's
a green. It's sand.
Cream. You've got cream, brown and green. That's it.
I might just keep him here.
It's a bit like when you build the Millennium Falcon. Like, you know, because... The top is a octagon or however many pieces it is. You're kind of building the same bit eight times. So it's cool, but like half the book is building the same shit over and over again.
Yeah, it does get a tiny bit repetitive. I agree. But then at the same time, like once it comes together, like these ships are amazing. Look at them,
mate. I love it. Absolutely. I've got a lot of Lego to build. We went downstairs the other day to have a Lego day. And obviously I've got all my Lego, which is about, well, there's a load of stacking tubs in the loft in there. I don't know if you can see. See behind the telly, in between the telly and the unit, there's a door. A bit like that door there. I don't know if you can see it behind that mirror. So they go into the eaves. And basically, this is now Moo's room. So... the eaves are stuffed with all the normal stuff that's in the loft. So there's Christmas decorations in there, suitcases in there, all of my old toys across the back. So it's a bit of a fucker to get to. But I've got my shit to build. Then I bought a load of Lego off the next door neighbour because he's now coming of age and decided he's cool, doesn't want to have toys anymore. He wants to have a car. Yeah, he's into tits and fags. So I was like, tits and cigarettes. So, back on. So he's well happy into that. So I bought some Lego off him. And then we've got all the Lego Friends, which is the girly Lego, which is basically Lego, but with legs and it's pink. Mm. So we've got to build them. But my eldest daughter decided she was going to go rogue. She was going to go off booklet and just start building her own Lego, which she did. And she did an amazing job. She did like a 3-story house, but she's used 20% of each set in that build. So now when I'm like, oh, we need to go through this and build it properly to put it on Libby's shelf, there was tears and there was rage. And with an 11-year-old, tears and rage just make this I fucking hate dad mode. And yeah, it didn't end well. So yeah, like I was saying to you earlier, if I could sell children's tears at the minute, I would be rich. Which isn't necessarily something I'm proud of, but it just shows me that I'm not built for apocalypse to be in part of a group. Like if you watch that film with Viggo Mortensen, you know, The Road, have you seen that?
I have seen that one time, I think. Yeah.
It's sad as fuck, but he's got his son with him the whole time and they're proper bros. And I think if me and Moo were in the apocalypse together, she would have bounced within like minutes. She would have just, oh yeah, dad? Well, fuck you. And whatever zombies or whatever's coming for us, she'd have just stormed towards and they'd have sort of got out of our way and gone, nah, leave it.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
That sounds stressful.
I've got some shit to build.
So what's your Lego collection made up of? What sets?
Predominantly, when I was a kid, because my mum and dad got divorced when I was 4, I had a lot of guilt Lego, and it was whatever they could get their hands on. So a lot of it was space. I had the original space Lego. I had a castle or two. And then I went into just mainly Lego City. So I basically built a Lego village on the floor in my mum's loft. That was just houses, police stations, fire stations. I can't remember if I told you this before. When I was 16, I had a moped, and basically, one gear. But mopeds are cool as fuck if you've never really ridden motorbikes. I used to ride motorbikes all the time, so I was all right. But a lot of my mates didn't, and because they were 16 at the time, they would be like, "Let me have a go on your moped." And I would say, what have you got? And they used to pay me in Lego, Scare Electric, whatever. So if it was either cigarettes, cider, Scare Electric and Lego. But if you imagine a 16-year-old kid that doesn't care about Lego anymore, just tipping it into my moped. They get 5 minutes on the moped. I'd get back to my mum's house and my brother would be waiting for me. He'd be like, whoa, what's the haul? And he'd literally just fucking tip it out. And at the time, if I was 16, he was 9. So if I was fucking pimp daddy number one, I'd just come home and be like, there you go, take all that cool shit. And that was it. So I got a lot of other kids' Lego sets.
Right. A lot of chewed on stuff, a lot of stuff with teeth marks in it.
Not that you'd notice or even have cared about when you were 16 and there was no pandemic.
Is that right?
I was thinking about this the other day. Do you favour a certain thing to have in your mouth when you're doing Lego? Because I don't chew it to the point of damage, but I will mouth it like a dog. Like sort of mouth on. There's no damage, but I will hold it in my mouth.
No, I've never done that. I've never really put Lego in my mouth too much. I've separated a few bricks with my teeth a bunch of times, but they always get spat back into my hand. The one thing I did do, which I forgot about until the other day, so I used to have a bunch of holes in my ears at different points and different times, and I had a piercing that I'd stretched out on this ear a little bit. And I used to have one of the old pirate swords through it.
Nice. One of the cutlasses.
Yeah, one of the old cutlasses. I was thinking I might bring that back if the apocalypse hits. My mohawk's coming on.
The mohawk's flying, like, mate. You've cut yours. Mine's just fucking ridiculous. The amount of people, if there's a 50 comments in the fucking thing, 49 of them are Seth Rogen. Like, other people, who are you gonna fucking model yourself on? And it's only because of this. Look, no Seth Rogen anymore. He's gone. Dickhead in the loft. I'll take it. I will take it.
Yeah.
I never put Lego in my ears, but I did. It was when Millie was about 5 and I was making the move from, say, Duplo over to Lego. I wanted to see if she was ready yet. So I bought a lot of my Lego downstairs and tipped it out. And I was like, really fucking, don't put it in your mouth, don't chew it because you'll choke, blah, blah, blah. And obviously, you've got to stop your kids from dying. That's the number one goal when you're a parent. So at the time, I was very adamant, don't do this, don't do that. So she was dead good. And all of a sudden, she got really quiet. And I looked over and I was like, are you all good? Everything all right? And she was like, and I just squeezed her cheeks like this, and about 27 Lego heads, all just the heads, just yellow little heads just popped out of her mouth. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. And that just showed me she wasn't ready for big Lego yet. So it had to go away for another couple of years.
Yeah, you've got to be careful. I mean, you know, it's quite... Like, I remember one of my friends, you know, the little tiny circular, the like headlights and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to have a friend that used to like to fire them out of his nostril. And I remember him inhaling once and one getting stuck up there. He had to go to the hospital and they had to tweeze it out of his nose.
Ugh.
I think maybe that was my turning point when I realized that Lego and orifices don't mix.
Mate, people just putting random shit in random places is weird as fuck. I can remember reading a story about a girl who made a sex toy out of Lego, but it wasn't her Lego, it was her brother's. So, like, she was there just badgering away with this fucking column made of tours. I don't know how she did it, but obviously she's had a good old fucking time with a certain Lego set, and then he's trying to build a castle. That's horrible.
Yeah, I hope she didn't build it out of castle pieces. They've all got sharp edges.
Well, you never know. Some people have got weird kinks.
I don't know, but I've got a train set in there that I could see doubling up as a sex toy, so...
Yeah.
All the Lego train sets. The bullet.
Just turn it on, off, on, off, on, off, on, off. That'll do. You can have it back now. Finished.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty much that. I mean, I even said to Stace, and genuinely, I'm not a selfish person, but I was just saying the thing that we're missing more than anything is 5 minutes itself.
Yeah. It's
just, and it is. It is just fine. I mean, I've got these now. Look, people can see. I am literally making swing tags. So this is my job at the minute. I've got one of these in brown that needs to be stamped. One of these in black and bronze that needs to be stamped. Then all the string that gets cut. Then I've got a bag of pins. So I have to sit. And this was my, the reason I'm explaining this is because it gave me 5 minutes to myself last night. I take a card. And then, you know, the annoying thing is the fucking annoying thing. You know, these cards, they've got a hole in the top. You can see that really clearly, right? Well, guess what? You have to make the fucking hole or push it out. And that sounds like a first world problem, but trust me, it's fucking rage building.
So that made little tiny cardboard circles all over your house because they're fucking everywhere.
No shit. Look.
Yeah.
So last night I sat up and watched Police Interceptors and made swing tags for 2 hours just so I didn't have, and it was like, it was say 11 o'clock till 1 in the morning. So it wasn't even like I was neglecting my parent duties. I'm just finishing this swing tag now. There you go.
Now you've got the pieces out. It's nice. It matches your hat and t-shirt. I do. It's. Oh, hang on. Hey. Oh, look at that.
That's not a bad design to be on the front of something, is it?
That's nice. It's the one bad thing about us doing this podcast is that I'm watching you go through the whole fucking wardrobe of new stock that we've got.
I know. But
again, I'm wearing custom stuff though. What have I got on today?
You are on the purple.
Greyish hood and a dark grey Full Reptile Warriors.
Neither of them released, which is nice.
And some FRC joggers, which are about as chewed up as they could possibly get because I wear them all the time.
Well, normally when we do a drop or anything, I will bring you one of each size.
Mm-hmm.
I then normally try and send it out to Ollie, Ward, Dean, maybe if he's in the country. And even me not doing that feels weird because I've put the stock into the system on the website, which people are still using. Thank you. Honestly, I can't thank you enough for still supporting us and buying stuff. But the stock, let's say we've got, I don't know, 40 of these in a medium. I'll normally put like 30, 35. So I can afford to either give you a bunch or get them sent out to the right people. And even though now I physically can't get this to you, I feel a bit bad that I've got one of each of the new collection without anyone else having it. Does that make sense? Even though I drew every single piece, I went out, I made them, I had them all sorted, I've dealt with it.
You deserve to have them. There's no doubt. You deserve to have them.
But you still can feel kind of bad because I'm like, oh, I'm going to do a podcast. Yeah, I'll just put my rough ass top on. Oh, no, I won't. I'll wait till I can send Danny's gear.
No, I mean, it's all, It's all good. I'm enjoying looking at them. I'll have to place an order. Maybe I'll get something if I order it on the website.
There are people that ordered stuff that have had the new collection before you, which is kind of fucked up. But there's also people that are waiting for stuff because you've got the lanyards and a couple of other bits. So what can I do? And apparently the police are stopping people now. So it's got even harder to try and get to get to my office.
Yeah.
As much as I've been essential, I can't really justify the Dagenham Dave from fucking Disco Dave, wherever he's from, wants his top. Because I have got a shout actually to do. It's a thank you. This is in my list of notes. Justin Rogers is a customer of ours, and he messaged us to say that the new website wasn't letting him put an order in. And I just wanted to say on here, thank you to him, because basically I need to say thank you because he's my IT support just for an hour. I hadn't set up the shipping properly. So if you were trying to buy something between the price range of 75 quid and 100, there wasn't a postage band set up for that amount, which is an oversight on my part, whatever I've done, whatever I've missed. And it would have taken me fucking hours to find it. And he literally emailed me and said, "Oi, trying to buy this, it's not working." So I sent back, "Oh shit, sorry, what are you trying to buy?" And then he sent back a whole breakdown of how he'd worked out what it was. So it was just an absolute name check of Justin Rogers. Thank you for that, my dude.
Nice.
I'll sort him out some extra stickers and other shit.
Very cool. Yeah, wicked. So what we got to catch up on with MMA stuff? What's happening? Khabib stuck in Russia.
Khabib stuck in Russia and not Dubai.
Offered. Justin Gaethje.
Yeah, where are these notifications coming from? I keep hearing a bing.
I have no idea. I can see both the Raptors now are unmuted though, so it's definitely them.
No, I'm getting fucking amount of shit off. Hold on. It's you. The noise. It's you. LOL. Yeah, it's me. Sorry, mystery. It's another group that I'm in. It's Stacey's cousin. It's Paul. And now it's Mystery. Every time Mystery's watching. But I can't... Let me just bing off my fucking WhatsApp that's on my desktop. And the first thing I see is a ball bag with Mystery's face.
Nice. Is that the Photoshop?
It is the Photoshop, yeah. I've turned it off.
Matt, I was trying to send you some breaking news, Owen. That Khabib and Ferguson, there's a potential lifeline as Russia allowing private flights to the United States. There you go.
Oh, shit. Of course
this
they are.
This number one bullshit.
Yeah, of course they are. They'd sort that out.
Do you want to see Tony fight? Do you want to see Tony fight Justin Gaethje?
No. I want to see Tony fight Khabib. I want to see Justin Gaethje fight Khabib if he defends his belt against Tony. That's what I want to see.
Yeah. I don't want either of them to lose that token. At the minute they're at the front of the ride and it's been closed for repairs and they've got a token to come back the next day to be at the front of the queue. Don't waste it. And don't get me wrong, I'm jonesing to see Khabib fight fucking Tony. Jonesing. But he just wasted it. He's doing that whole Rashad against John Jones thing. Mm-hmm. Waiting and waiting. Just fucking get on with it. He was doing the holding the token, whereas everyone wanted him to just get on with it. Whereas when it comes to Tony and Khabib, it's too important. It's tried to happen too many times.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm patient. I'd rather wait at this stage. Cause it's like when Frankie was lined up to fight Holloway, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And Holloway couldn't fight and Ortega stepped in and Frankie lost his opportunity. I mean, exactly. That could quite easily happen with Gaethje. He was just a mess for anybody. Like, anybody that fights Gaethje is going to be in for a hard night.
The thing is, the Gaethje narrative we've spoke about a number of times, and I think he genuinely poses a massive threat to Khabib. Massive. Because he's just fucking really good in most places and he can take a bit of a whooping.
Yeah.
But Tony's been there so many times before and has beat everyone he needs to beat to get to the point where he's at the perfect place and it's his time. But I don't know. I mean, I'm just desperate for some sort of fights. I'm desperate for something that I haven't seen, something new. I mean, I don't know. Because even like Cowboy's put his name in the ring, hasn't he? He said he'll fight, but I don't want to see Cowboy versus Gagey again because there's no point.
No.
I kind of don't know what I want to see because it's just all been transfixed on Tony and Khabib.
I'm like I said, I'm happy to be patient and wait for it. I still don't think they'll figure it out. I think they'll figure it out.
Tony?
Yeah, I think so. I think in some way they'll figure it out.
Wait, this isn't an April Fool's, is it? Like, I know it says break-in, but that's not from first thing this morning, is it?
It's afternoon. You can't April Fool's after midday, can you?
No, I know you can't. But if they've made the graphic in the morning, someone's not circulating an April Fool's from the morning, are they?
No, they couldn't. What? When was that posted?
I don't know. Mystery's just sent me a screenshot. But the problem is
it says the Russian Federal Air Transport Agency has become the unlikely potential savior of MMA's biggest ever fight by confirming Khabib Nurmagomedov could fly to the US on a private jet for his title defense with Tony Ferguson. The agency has provided a sliver of hope for MMA fans. It's a massive article, but it's on RT News, the Russian page.
When was that, though? The first thing this morning or now?
26 minutes ago.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm cool with that, yeah. I don't know. Do Russia have April Fools?
Nah, there's no joking allowed in Russia.
Yeah.
Everything great. I stole your donkey. April Fool. That's not what you want, is it? That shit. So yeah,
I think they'll figure it out. I'm confident they'll figure it out somehow. Because everyone needs something to watch, and I think yeah. I'm just staying optimistic. My general state at the moment is optimism. I'm maintaining it quite well.
I think you've got to have to be, because the thing is, if you can try and be optimistic, most of the news that's coming out of everywhere else is fucking miserable, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
And it's one of them. I mean, it's fucking scary, really, when you think about it. And especially when you do start hibernating. You know, when you started hibernating at first, when people were like, don't go out, you didn't give a fuck about walking to the shop and back. You're like, yeah, I'm cool. But now, when you see people your age start dying, you're like, this might be legit. I don't think I want to go out anymore. I'm almost hermited to the point where I'm staying in. And I'm like, I'm quite cool with this. Don't want to go out.
I'm all good. I think I've left the house once in a week.
I leave it once a day to take the dogs.
Yeah.
And that's...
I've just been indoors. I've been sat in the garden when the sun's out. Got the gym here. Got enough Lego to sink a battleship. I'm good, man. Stacks of protein bars in the cupboard for me to slowly work my way through. Ooh, what's this?
Amazon. This is the problem where you can order stuff.
Amazon delivery.
Don't click the link. There's a lot of bad emails going about of people getting defrauded out of a shitload of money because everyone's emailing Amazon or ordering off Amazon at the minute. And basically, there's been a lot of emails that have gone through which basically say, hi, on your recent order, just to let you know, there's a problem with, and it's a blue link, which you would normally just press to see which order, because you might have ordered half a dozen things. You press it and it just immediately, be careful. So that's public warning. So not so Seth Rogen-y cuntish now, is it? Just picking up on that, I need to mention one thing real quick, because after we spoke last time, we spoke about John Jones and about him being a maniac and about the initial thing was that John Jones's Twitter handle is John Bones Jones. And I made a reference to the other guy who is John Jones, who is not a fighter in any way. And he put out a tweet saying that he was driving along with an AR-15 on his lap as like a bit of just a fucking, just as a joke or whatever he was doing it for. We had so many comments of people saying, it wasn't an AR-15, it was a pistol, fucking British. Just because they haven't got guns, they don't know what fucking guns are. And I'm like, honestly, I genuinely know the difference between a pistol and an AR-15. I also know when someone's made a tweet which isn't from the real account. And I was also not trying to make out that I knew everything about the situation. I was just trying to say this guy wrote this funny tweet about having an AR-15 on his lap and dropping himself in it, which clearly it wasn't an AR-15. There's been footage since and blah, 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 and all this other shit. Plus, yes, drink driving is extremely, extremely bad. But I genuinely think the whole thing comes down to I just don't want it to be real. That's all it comes down to between me and John Jones, because unfortunately, he is the best in the world at his weight class. And if you take him away, all it ever does is leave the question of what if. If he got fired by the UFC, Bellator would pick him up within seconds. But that doesn't count anymore. So I'm just hoping it's not true. And that's why I almost justify the stupid shit that he does. Now, in hindsight, looking at it, I shouldn't have to justify anything he does, because drink driving is super dangerous. I mean, my dad lost his brother. So my uncle, auntie, and two kids in a road traffic accident, which is horrendous. And that was a third of my dad's side of the family. So that's terrible. So when people are going, this has happened, that's happened with drink driving, don't think for a minute that I'm not taking it seriously, because that's my family that I don't see anymore. I didn't get to interact with because of some prick who made a bad decision. So when we're talking about it, I'm not in any way justifying that he's making shit decisions. I'm just genuinely, selfishly thinking in my brain, I wish it wasn't true, because I still need to see him fight and get beaten or win. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think when people, I was using...
Do people take shit way too seriously?
That's
like, when we post a photo, like my house is like, I've got antique guns around the place. Like when we post photos of like me and Terry and the boys or whatever, and we're standing with guns, the amount of people are like, oh, take your finger off the trigger. You know, it's like so dangerous. Like this gun's not been fired for like 300 years.
Yeah.
Like, calm the fuck down. Like it's like people take shit way too seriously. Swing tag on the floor.
Yeah. You know, when your dog gets bored. Look.
Swing tag casualty.
Now, for whatever person's going to get pissed off and worried that the dog's going to chew a pin and swallow it, don't, because I'm going to take it off him. That was just to show you that I wasn't feeding him swing tags. He has gone. No! I've got a bowl for swing tags.
Now he's going to taste for him, and you're storing him in his dog bowl. So I understand the confusion.
What's this? What's this, my dude? Who's that? There's Uncle Dan. Oh, this is Henzo. Aren't you? You Henzo. He's such a good boy. So yeah, people do take shit too serious. But the thing is, I think what I love the YouTube comments. I love it because people, they're so angry. They're so angry. And so, like, you've either got people who are dead sound, like most people I've interacted with through the collective one way or another, because most people who have a question, have a query, have a concern about anything to do with their parcel or anything we've made, they normally come through to me, and I will often sign off an email as myself because it's just natural habit. I'll just be like, yeah, no worries. Let me know. Owen, gone. And I'm not a famous name. I'm not a person that anyone needs to have any admiration for because I'm just part of a company. But you get to know people and get to talk to people. So before you know it, they've found you on Instagram or they've found you on Twitter or on Facebook, and you've started this relationship with people. And it's one of them where, like, there's certain people like... What's his name? Always has the coffee. Dead sound guy. I spoke to him a bunch of times. His name is, and I'm going to get it before I find it on here. His name is, hold on a minute, Rob Clark. So people like Rob, Craig Smith, there's a load of people that will ask me certain questions directly. And they will often comment on YouTube and they're like, just like your mates talking to you. It's dead normal. And there's other people who are fucking raging. And they're just so fucked off that I get this opportunity to talk to you. And I kind of love it because they're the messages in YouTube that I will like.
Yeah.
If you're going to write something cuntish, just try really hard because there's going to be winners and losers. And I will normally put this wins. If someone has gone real deep and tried to cut as hard as they can, they get a this wins. But they never reply.
Dude. The amount of shit that I got when I was fighting Marcus Davis and that there was that rivalry between us, and I was shit talking him and getting inside his head. Like I have an email account and I need to recover the password because I've got a folder of like shit talk like trash talking, death threats, all kinds of stuff in there. And there was so much good stuff that it's, I mean, it's like, it's literally material for a stand-up show. I could literally just stand on stage and just read these emails like verbatim. They were ridiculous. Some of the stuff that people would say, really creative stuff. Like if I sent this to a doctor as a psychiatric evaluation, they'd come around and put you in a fucking straitjacket. That kind of stuff.
Mm.
It's like people just, they've got so much rage, and because of social media and the opportunity to leave a comment, that shit just comes spewing out of people.
I am kind of addicted to comments because it's kind of funny, because I'll even mention this before, the amount of times that we'll have a conversation and 9 times out of 10 before we record, me and you have caught up for an hour or two, or like currently during the apocalypse, we catch up on phones, or like today we've had a meeting about what we're doing and I've been sat doing swing tags while you lot have been talking. So there's a number of times where someone will comment something and I'll be like, fuck, I didn't realize I said that on the recording. I thought I'd said that privately. So I just forget.
I think people realize now you've got no filter though.
No, because there's no point. What's the point? Like, if I feel something or if I'm going to say something, it's not to official, it's not to outwardly hurt someone. It's just my opinion. And they're the same as arseholes. Everyone's got one.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Some are full of shit, some aren't. And it's just, that's all it is. So what I like to do, I do like to see what people are thinking and saying. I mean, we get a lot from the comments because we know what we need to talk about next or what people are interested in. Like, there's been some of our collection and some of the stuff we've made because people have asked.
Mm.
And that means something to that person. I mean, the person calls you a shithead. It doesn't really matter, but who cares? Not very
constructive. Yeah, that's what we were talking about earlier, with stuff that we're going to start putting together for the channel, because now we're all in isolation. We need to keep some stuff going. So we're sat having a brainstorm, an idea. And I've gone back to started watching the early Pride fights and stuff. So what I'm going to do is pick out some of my favorites and some of my favorite like early fights that people might not have seen, and like basically break them down a little bit. Your job is rivalries. That's a good question to put out. So, like, if people can think of good MMA rivalries, what we thought of a few, didn't we? Like Tito and the Lion's Den was an obvious one. Yeah, what was the Tito one that you Dana. Said? Cowboy and Jamie Cowboy Varner.
Jamie Varner. That was a WEC one.
Yeah.
Which it was big at the time, but then I mean, even like the Connor and Jose one to a certain degree.
Yeah.
Brock
against Bruce. That's a good one, because that started way back in WEC days, didn't it?
Well, that was after he signed his face, wasn't it? Kept signing on his face on the poster. That's what upset him. And so then didn't he guillotine him with one arm?
Faber did in their first fight.
Guillotine Cruz with one arm in the first fight. But it's what I've actually written in my notes, because when you talk about like you and Marcus Davis, is that considered a rivalry? Because I'm gonna have to write this list, and I've got a load of things that I want to put in the group for rivalries. But is there a difference between bad blood and rivalries?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, the thing is with a rivalry, look, that kind of grows, doesn't it? Like bad blood goes into one fight and then usually it ends with that one fight. If it continues into the next one, it becomes a rivalry, I think.
Okay.
So does a rivalry become more than one fight? Does it extend past one fight, perhaps?
So that's like Ken Shamrock Tito.
Shall we see what the dictionary is saying for rivalry?
It'll probably say let Owen do his job himself. Don't try and help him.
I do like to refer to the dictionary at least once a day though. And rivalry. Competition for the same objective or superiority in the same field. That's kind of. Not very good, is it?
Urban Dictionary
of rivalry is probably putting a shit in a freezer and using it as a dildo. Do you know what I mean? That's actually called space docking. That is a thing, but it's not called rivalries. But yeah, it's sorry.
How to pronounce rivalry? Someone searched on. Anyway, yeah, I reckon.
How do you pronounce it?
Huh?
How do you pronounce rivalries?
I have no idea. I reckon rivalries is something that extends past a fight. Like boxing, I remember the first proper rivalry I understood as a rivalry was Nigel Benn against Chris Eubank.
Big time.
They were fantastic. They were polar opposites as far as people. Like, and completely different approach to it.
Didn't that fit you perfectly in the Nigel Benn camp? Because that's where I sat instantly, because he was posh. Because Chris Eubank was posh, I instantly went the other side. I was like, oh, that's not me. Nope. straight over to Ben.
The thing is, I kind of like both of them because of how they played it. The problem with Nigel Benn was, don't open the picture that Mysteries has put in the group. I'm not even going to show you what it is. You had to look, didn't you? You had to look.
I've not unlocked my screen, but I can see a thumbnail and yeah.
Yeah, now he's laughing. There's a reason why your mic is muted, Mystery. It doesn't help that you're putting filthy messages in the group.
Imagine how bad you have to be if my shit comes through, but his can't.
But I think the worst thing that he put in the group today, which I am going to share with everybody, is a photograph of Mystery in the shower. There he is.
He's gone full Bronson, hasn't he?
See? That'll teach you for sending shit through to the group, Mystery. Look at this.
It's not that
I'm just in the shower.
You should show the video that...
The video that you made. Yes. The video that you made.
Yeah. Sheed.
You've seen it, Owen, right?
I've seen it, yeah.
This one? This is what Mystery does when
The sound needs to be on.
The sound needs to be on. Okay.
Yeah. Just keep them unmuted.
It's a good job that no one's working at the minute, or not many people are working at the minute, innit? Because you get death threats.
There's no sound again.
Where's the sound? Oh, it's muted. Oh, Jesus. It's terrifying. Every time I watch it, it gets more terrifying.
Okay.
What's wrong with this motherfucker? Who else would employ him?
That is going to be the first feature available on lakesperm.com.
like literally, if you got a lineup of
their private hours,
these people, do you want to go into business with?
Their private hours.
What?
So are you saying if you had like a doctor's appointment and they sat you down and said, "Dan, we need to talk to you. You've been living in a crazy, different universe." And he's like, "Why? Why?" And you're like, "These are the people you've employed over the past 2 years." He's like, "Oh shit, yeah. Yeah, maybe I do need to take the blue pill."
No, in that circumstance, the option is always take both.
Yeah, too right. Fuck Lawrence Fishburne. You don't own me.
And then you get back to the Airbnb in Vegas, and Mystery's sat underneath a giant teddy bear, and Jamie's just stood in a corridor looking like a corpse.
Corpse.
He did. He looked like the living dead, like he was just staring at the floor with eyes wide open.
No one's making a cup of tea at that point, are they?
No.
Henry, come here. So he's trying to take the room to bits. What is the matter, mate?
You took his swing tags away.
So the thing is, you know, if they didn't mean so much to me and they hadn't taken like 3 days of my life, then I'd let him have one. But the problem is, honestly, I'm sick of seeing them. And like, it was my own idea. It was my idea to do everything handmade. I mean, you've sat and you've made a bunch of these. The one that Henry's eating is actually in the box, so someone will get it. So if you're allergic to dogs, make sure you say in the comments, like when you buy whatever you buy, don't give me the dog swing tag, please. I don't want to kill anyone. Unless you're not nice, then you deserve it. What else have I got? What else did I get on here? Did you see Joe Rogan is not commentating for 249? He said he won't do it.
I did see that.
Who do you think will do it?
I reckon they'll get Cruz and Cormier, won't they? Cruz, Cormier and Anik.
You know, if they just sent Cruz out and he was like, Why is he just me? And it's like, we're not saying you're expendable, but like, you know.
I reckon that'll be the team. It depends where they hold it, though, really. Because, like, Like, if they hold it in Vegas, Rogan could get in his car and drive there. He'd be there in 4 hours.
Yeah, but is it more a case that he doesn't want to be around people that he doesn't want to do it? Or is it because of the travelling?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't want to be around people generally, but here we are. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think Joey Diaz would be a good shout. Joey Diaz and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. That'd be great. Joey Diaz would be fantastic. Can't we bring in Stephen Quadros and Bash Rutten?
Oh, man. We watched Here Comes the Boom last night. You know, Here Comes the Boom with Kevin James.
What did we watch? The Hustle.
Yeah.
With Rebel Wilson. That was good. Have you watched that?
I struggle with Rebel Wilson at times. Because she you know when it's like, who are you going to play? Just myself. Yeah, all right.
I suppose you've got to like her humour. This was funny. Anne Hathaway and Rebel Wilson. It was good.
I have seen it. I am running out of stuff to watch because we have literally gone through the back catalogue of everything. And you know, when you get to the point when, you run out of stuff. So
Netflix recommending the same shit over and over again. And who are these people that are watching Pandemic? Like, why is that most popular rated at the moment on Netflix? Why is that? Why is that the first thing that pops up in my feed?
Mate, I saw a film and it said the top 10 virus films. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? You can't watch that for pointers because they get to the end and every fucker's dead. Look at the one. What was the one with Matt Damon? Can you remember that one? What's that called? Is that Virus or something? And basically it starts out where someone's having an affair and end up poisoning the entire fucking population. But it just spreads, obviously. There's the one with the monkey and Captain Hook from Hook. Dustin Hoffman.
Oh.
What's that one called? Outbreak.
Outbreak.
I'll take it.
No, I don't need any of that in my life right now. No, I did Tuesday on the other day and realised that was a bad choice. It's because we were talking about it on the podcast and I was thinking about Saul, the guy in the movie that's the crazy cannibal punk rocker. And what I realised is the first half of the movie is like heavy and depressing in the current climate. And it just got to the stage where I'm like, I'm over this. I don't need to watch this anymore. I turned it off. I do know the movie gets better, like more entertaining, because it gets kind of wild when they're, you know, because have you seen it, Doomsday?
No. Or if I have, it was a long time ago. I'll watch it, but...
Yeah, but skip through at least the first 30 minutes, though. You want the bit after they're being attacked in the street.
Okay. So when they're
out of the virus and pandemic story and into the post-apocalypse story where everyone's gone a bit feral and crazy.
What do you think about the whole 5G thing?
I don't know. I got a video sent through to me today, and it was like, first of all, I'm listening to it, apparently it was some retired Vodafone employee or whatever that's, you know, I don't know who he was supposed to be, but he was supposed to be someone of authority. And I'm listening to it, and for the first sort of 10 minutes, there's a lot of stuff he's saying. I'm like, oh, this is interesting. And then he went off on a God plan tangent.
Oh.
Immediately I'm like, oh, now I feel like I've got someone standing at the front door trying to sell me a book. And it kind of put me off it. I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, the whole phone radiation thing, as we know, is not good anyway. Like, I put my phone in flight mode at night when I'm asleep just to give my brain a break from the waves. There's definitely some shit to it, for sure. And I don't think we fully understand the energies that we're dealing with right now either. And I think there's a lot more to be understood about it. Everyone's always got the attitude that we currently know everything. Like, and if you go back 50 years, scientists thought they knew everything then as well. And it's like we're constantly finding new shit out. And I just think we're developing technology so fast that we're not fully understanding what it's capable of, what it's doing. Like the 5G towers that they're putting around, like from what I understand on social media, people around the world are already starting to destroy them. Like, so I don't know whether that is paranoia or what, but it seems spreading quite quickly. And I think people are afraid of a lot of things at the moment, and anything that could be a legitimized target, you know, is going to be targeted over the next few weeks and months, depending on how long this lasts.
Is this when we can get rid of people that you don't really like then? Is it like when you can put something out there into the world and be like, it's my mum's boyfriend that's causing this. just to see if someone bumps them off. They're like, because the thing is, no matter what you say, if you say that this is all caused by mystery playing Fortnite on a Wednesday, there will be someone out there that believes it. Yeah. Unfortunately. And I'm not saying it's going to be a lion's share, but there'll be one or two people that'll be like, fucking hell. Well, we best stop him playing it on a Wednesday because it's bollocks. It's the same. It's all like you were saying about when someone tries to force in their like God's plan. I always feel like it's a bit of an easy cop out. Like, you know, when you're working in fact, you can't work in fact and fiction at the same time because that kind of doesn't work when you're trying to justify a point. But it's one of them where the problem is, like you were saying about scientists, we know all the good stuff and the bad stuff. But even though we know the bad stuff, we still let it happen. So like things like smoking. I smoked cigarettes for 11 years, and that was from 1997, 98 to whenever, to 2009 or whatever, right? So I smoked for a long time, but it wasn't good. It was really... She's fucking flying.
Smashing it, mate. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
It's more important to know what a rancor is.
She does now, though. I mean, this has been an educational process. There is the rancor pit, and just while I've distracted the subject a moment, Frank Mir, this is all your fault, dude. I did say if you buy me a Lego Star Wars set, that's the opening of a floodgate.
Yeah.
So now I have loads and loads of Star Wars Lego because I did warn you. You can't buy me one set and expect me to stop there.
That is kind of a cool story as well, because anyone knows who Frank Mir is. The fact that he bought you a Lego set in the first place is fucking cool.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? My wife bought me my Millennium Falcon, and I love my wife to bits, don't get me wrong. But she is not a former heavyweight UFC champion. So.
But she, only because she didn't try.
Imagine. I'm going to tell her when I get downstairs. I'm like, hey, Dan says you could have been the UFC heavyweight champion. And she's like,
yeah, hey. I could see Stakes marching towards Frank Mir and him just climbing out of the octagon and handing the belt over.
Mate, if she's fuming, if she's got fucking, if she's not happy, that's that mum stare, mate. That comes in. Mum stare works. Trust me. One thing I was getting, other than the smoking thing I was saying, which is, yeah, smoking's stupid, you shouldn't do it, but we still do it. We're still allowed. It's still legal. The whole thing where people think, they just sort of turn a blind eye to it. Turn a blind eye to 3G, 4G, 5G, because it'll be all right. You never know. We might be the generation that turn into fucking mutant turtles and live in the fucking sewers. I don't know. It's fucking scary. But...
Could be, dude. Yeah. I'm there.
On my walk the other day, I was thinking to myself, because lots of people are missing out on stuff. So, like, we're going to miss out on our summer holiday. People are going to miss out on their holidays. We're going to miss out on the World Cup or the Euros or whatever it was. What if, and this is completely fucked up, what if we just pause time and days for the people in lockdown? So all the emergency workers, all the heroes out there, all the fucking amazing people that are doing what they're doing, it still pauses for them, but they need to know what day it is, just the deliveries and everything else. But let's say that this all started on, I don't know, the 10th of March. Let's just say when we get to the 17th of July, that now that's the 10th of March, and we just start again. So then World Cup or Euros is still on. The UFC events are still going to be at the same date. The posters don't need to be reprinted. The tickets are still valid. Because what I know that the it might be a bit colder, or the weather might be a bit different, and Christmas next year is going to be in the middle of summer, but... why fucking not? Why don't we just pause everything?
I guess it'd flip everything for Australia as well, because they're normally barbecuing their Christmas dinner, because it's the middle of summer. So we could just flip everything on its head. Just remove 6 months out the calendar.
There you go.
Like reset time.
We just paused it.
I've already decided that calories are free in this at this time. Isolation calories don't count.
That's true.
Which is why there are tubs and tubs of ice cream in the fridge, and that's all we're living off at the moment.
Mate, I did make 40 chicken wings yesterday because they needed eating that day. So literally, it was only for me and Moo as well, because Stace has been really good. I'm not. I mean, I never am. But she said, them wings need eating. Check out this bucket of, like, this is half of them. I don't know if you can see them.
Making me hungry.
So basically, I got the wings, they're fresh wings. I seasoned them a bit, and then I put them in corn flour and fried them. Fuck me running. They were the tits. My apocalypse diet is the best. So I don't know how long it's going to last, because before you know it, what I am finding at the minute is my kids seem to be choosing my dinner, which is my meal of the day in the middle of the day for wherever you are in the world. I call it dinner. Breakfast, dinner, tea. And what's happening is the kids will come up to me and go, I'm hungry. I'm like, cool, do you want me to make something or do you want to grab something? And Moo decided she wanted a pot something the other day, like it's a noodle pot, not pot noodles. It's it's yakisoba. So it's a bit like Wagamama's, but in a pot. Do I like this? Don't know. Try it. But I can't make my dinner until I know that they're not going to eat theirs, because I ended up eating 2/3 of a yakisoba pot, half a pate sandwich, and a fucking half a bag of crisps. They don't know if they like it or not. So I'm kind of minesweeping and hoovering up a lot of shit at the minute, which probably isn't the best.
Well, you have to eat what there is. You know what I mean? I've got some wicked chocolate chip protein bars.
And they're orange ones, them pulsing ones.
They're really good. This one's been making all kinds of good stuff though. You can join us if you want.
What you been making?
There's not a lot of space.
I didn't think you were that big.
Let me spin this around and see if the
There you go. And then we can just have your head bleached out by the sun. That's perfect.
Oh, hang on, there we go. So what you been making? You made that salad the other day. So what was in
cheese
that?
Can.
What?
What are you saying? He's just heckling you.
Mister, put some clothes on. And I know we can't see you, but I know you're naked right now. I can feel it.
You can feel it.
If you can feel it, that's worse.
He's like,
step away from Dan just for a minute because he's infected.
So he's definitely wrapped in a towel or something right now. Wearing a string vest wrapped in a towel.
You know, it's super weird that the back of his head is like it has this white stuff.
Yeah, there's snow on the back of Yoda's head.
No, that's his hair. He's got little hair around. He's got a little horseshoe, hasn't he, of hair.
Little. He's got very little hair.
I think it's how old is he meant to be? Isn't he meant to be like a million
years old?
This version of him is 900 years old. The Mandalorian one's a lot younger though. 50, I think he's 50 in the Mandalorian.
Oh wow, it's kind of creepy. He's like staring at us.
Yeah. No, he was staring at us. That was weird. So what was that salad you made the other day?
The Greek salad. So it's like olives, feta cheese, red onions, cucumber, lime, olive oil.
Did you use the onion pod that I bought Dan?
Yes.
See? And the lemon pod.
See? People laugh at me when I buy shit gifts, but they come in. They're useful. I'm going to buy you a pair of wellies each next. Very practical.
Yeah, absolutely. Wellies. Wellington
boots. Wellington boots. Gum boots. Shit stompers.
No. I don't know what they call them in the US. They call them something different over there as well.
Is it a gum boot? Welly? Wellington? What? You don't know what a fucking welly is? Play the game. Come on.
Wellingtons. That's a very British thing.
Wellies?
Wellies. Yeah, I know.
Is that part of the evolution?
She's been laughing at the way that I say things. Evolution, right?
Evolution.
Yeah. Evolution.
Sounds evil.
Wellington boots.
It's evil.
Evolution.
Have you seen the film Evolution?
This is why in all the movies the British people are the bad guys. You guys are the shame monster.
The shame wizard.
Yeah, shame wizard. He's British. He's British. And in Star Wars, all the bad guys are British because you say evolution.
But the good guys are British as well.
Which ones?
Yeah.
The one, C-3PO and R2-D2 and Chewbacca and Darth Vader.
Is Chewbacca British?
Chewbacca, I don't think he counts as British.
Where's he from? I don't know.
I don't fucking know. From there.
Peak District.
Peak District.
He lives above the chimney. imagine how you'd feel if you were Darth Vader, though, right? In all those films, the top three films, right? In fucking whatever time, it was box office smashers. And you go, do you want to see the new film I'm in? It's like, yeah, what's it called? Oh, Star Wars. Winner. Come and watch it. It didn't sound like you. It sounded a bit like Simba's dad off of The Lion King. Do you know what I mean? James Earl Jones rocking up, smashing out the lyrics on the mic and fucking off. And then poor Darth Vader stood there like, so what am I? Just some lanky cunt. Thanks. Oh, and I just said the wrong word. There's a person on our comments that moaned that I said the F and the C bomb. I'd like to apologise to that person if it offended them. But I will be saying it because it just slips out. So I can't help my Tourette's, but I appreciate you listening to the podcast. I can't remember. He had a very stern, he just said, I like listening to you fellas, but when did it become okay to say the C and the F bomb like this? And I felt quite bad.
What's the F bomb? Fuck.
Fuck.
We say that all the time.
Exactly.
I don't say the C bomb though. We were discussing this the other day. It's quite a powerful word in England, isn't it? Like it's like some people use it a lot.
He gets offended by like everything.
I don't get offended by everything. Well, I think she just cusses more than a sailor does.
Yeah, my angle is if I say it so often, then it loses its power because it's just a word.
It's just a word unless you put meaning behind it, and it's just words.
That only counts if everyone's saying it.
Well, that's why it's in my world. You got to keep up. So if I'm going to keep dropping the C-bomb, that's fine. It's like if I said that a new swear word is double, it's a double C-word, but it's splunge. And I started saying, this flipping splunge the other day, I hate him. No, you're not going to get offended because he's bullshit. It's made up. But it's only the same as see you next Tuesday. Don't be offended by it. Don't empower the word. Don't let it upset someone that much. So, not that my kids are saying it, but yeah.
Exactly. If your kids said it, you'd stop them, wouldn't you?
I was allowed
to. I know, man. It's kind of funny when you hear kids swear. All I ever try and do.
Oh, you want to offend me? Okay.
What happened?
This is going to end soon because we're about to fight.
Yay!
I've just realized I've given my back as well. My shoulder's way too close
one
to
hook that. Just creeping in real slow. Dominic Cruz is watching this now going, underhooks, underhook, underhooks, pommel, 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 two on one, underhooks. Oh, Dom, you didn't help. No one helped.
I got nothing. I got no hand fight or anything.
Nah. The thing is,
kids... a boxer in Pride one.
Art Jimerson with one glove. The thing is, with kids swearing, is when they're not your kids, it's fucking hilarious. my niece at the minute is 2, and I call her shitbag, so she says it back. And her when I get to answer the phone, I'll get her to say 20 bents and edges, please. Because it's adorable. So she's 2. She's this big. She's only the size of your Yoda. But you know when she's like, 20 bents and edges, please. It's fucking brilliant. She was singing the other day, and this is how mental they are. In fact, I can show you this. She was singing Washing Machines Live Longer with Calgon.
Right.
That's how much of a fucking head fuck that I spin into my nieces and my cousin's kids' heads.
I don't know. Around them singing it all the time.
Yeah, well, you wait till I get her onto Crisp and Dry. You know that? Mama, don't want no paddle fool with no cooking oil. Hold on. She is, honestly, cute as shit. Washing machines live longer with Calgon. So, when I get out of the apocalypse and the zombies and that, I will be teaching her new swear words, but only for when she's at school. So I say, when you get to nursery, you have to address your teacher like this. Same as my twin nieces. All the first thing I did was teach them how to swear because it's hilarious. Because that's all people did to my kids. I've got my brother-in-law. As soon as I was in the hospital, I was like, do you want to see your niece? And he's like, yeah. And he just sat there going, I'm going to teach you so many swear words. And he did. Because we had kids like 5 years before anyone else. So we just had people fucking with us constantly.
You're going to get all the bad comments in the videos, under the video today.
I don't know, you know. I always get all the bad comments. I don't know if you get any bad ones, do you?
Oh, no, they just send them me privately on Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, mate, we just watched that 7 views, of which your mum, my mum, your nan, just disappointed face. He said see you next Tuesday far too many times.
I'll definitely get disappointed face on the family call this week once they've listened to the podcast. I've sworn a lot. Sworn?
Swore it.
My blood sugars are dropping. I'm gonna have to bring the call to an end because I need some food. I can feel my stomach rumbling. It's 4:30 and I haven't had a meal yet. Although I have only been up for a couple of hours, so you know.
One thing I can leave you with then, because this is important, because you're gonna go in a sec. There's two very quick things. One is a stupid thing, which Stipe Miocic is a fireman, right?
Yep.
That's cool. So currently, during this whole fucking thing, Stipe is a fireman first. Respect to the man in the fireman's van. Brilliant, right? It just got me to thinking, what jobs would you give to other UFC royalty or Hall of Famers or whatever? So I thought Bisping would probably make a good milkman.
Yeah, or a postman. Milton or Pokemon. Someone that you see every day for a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because more than that, start to exhaust you.
Yeah, I just need people, maybe in the comments, Anderson Silva, Plasterer, don't know, something good. Something, just stick them in there. And the other thing was the Full Reptile logo. I know you've mentioned this and you've described it and you've explained about sacred geometry before. Yeah. But we did get a request. I think it was a direct request to me from.
Oh, about how the logo is designed.
Yeah, I think it was Stu. Stu DB.
I can't let all the secrets out though. You know what I mean?
Well, it was more.
We're not the Illuminati. That's a comment I get popping up all the time. Illuminati confirmed. Who the fuck started that hashtag?
I don't know.
If we were the Illuminati, that's exactly what we'd say.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why you're believing that bullshit. Hey, Nan?
Shakes, don't we? It's all like tickle the inside of your wrist handshakes like the Freemasons have got.
Yeah, that.
There we go.
He's way too good at that.
Here's the church. Hold on. Here's the church. Here's the church. Here's the steeple. Look inside, and here's the people. What kind of nursery rhymes and shit did you have? Did you not have? Here's the church. Here's the steeple. Look inside. Here's the people.
Yeah, that's different entirely, though. It's like the thumb sliding one, isn't it? It's like, oh look, my thumb's in two pieces. There it is. All things free cat kids. You get put on registers for that kind of shit these days, Ella. Can't talk to kids anymore. It's too dangerous.
So I have to lock myself in the loft because I'm just going to teach them to call each other shit bags and fucking order Benson and Edges. If that's even a thing anymore. I don't even know if Benny Hedgehog's still a thing, is it?
I've no idea.
What is that?
I've no idea.
That's a brand of cigarettes that the Oasis albums were based off. The Oasis, you know, the musicians, Oasis.
Yeah.
Their albums were the gold Benson and Hedges, which was the full tar cigarettes, and they had the silver cigarettes, which were less tar. They were Oasis album covers, weren't they?
Is that right?
Oasis did a parody of the Benson and Hedges branding. I'm pretty sure they did. See? Stupid shit. Not Fractions. Oasis's back catalogue. What the fuck is the point?
Good for boxing sessions. I started listening to Oasis when I was boxing after Ricky Hatton, like a countdown show, where he's in the gym listening to Oasis, and it just kind of got me into training mode. I use that for a few training camps. We're gonna do some playlist stuff as well on the channel. Anyway, I need to eat, so I'm leaving because this call is like 3 hours now.
Yeah, sorry, dude. Right.
It's because the Raptors had a bunch of nonsense to talk about, and Mystery running around in his underwear in his bedroom.
I like it.
Quite like
we should just video that next time.
There you go. Yeah, get the Lego and oversized hoodies. We're gonna film Mystery's pants.
There we go.
Right. When do you want to get together? Probably Friday, something like that.
Yeah, I reckon we'll do another one Friday, shall we?
It's Wednesday today, ain't it?
Yeah. Wicked.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, right. We'll do one on Friday. Hopefully there'll be some more news about the 249 card and we'll be able to talk about that. Who knows?
Even if people can put in who they want to see fight, if it's not Tony and Khabib, who they're willing to risk to put on the card. Someone you really like to see fight, but you don't want to see die. Who's it going to be?
Right.
Right.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. I hope your isolation's going well. Wash your hands and stay away from everybody.
Wash them. Be good.
Dude.
Stay away from 3G towers, because it might be that as well. Who the fuck knows? Everyone's trying to kill us. We can't trust anybody.
They're all coming for us, man.
Oh, there's Mr. <mistress.
laughs> That has to be an Easter egg at the end.
Right. Nice one, boys.
See you later.